This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams here with additional analysis and insight on the upcoming midterm elections. Recording this, I think it is 17 days or 16 days before the election. So a lot of events can still take place that will change the outcome of the election. But I wanted to say, if the polls that are currently being publicized, if the polls are accurate, then the Democrats will win the House. They will gain, again, if the polls are accurate, Democrats will gain 30 to 40 seats, probably, maybe 45. But, it's a big but. The polls are being touted by the same people that said Hillary Clinton had a 95% chance of winning or a 98% chance, depending on who you asked. They were certain that Hillary Clinton was going to win in 2016. And what they found out in her defeat is that people who answer polls, because of the intense intimidation of conservatives today by the liberal mob, which is a violent, lunatic mob, deranged, almost demonic individuals who are just filled with hatred and bigotry, that people who are answering polls are afraid to tell the truth about the fact that they're going to vote for the GOP. So there's this effect. And it was true in 2016. You know, the polls said Hillary Clinton was going to win by a landslide. Well, she lost by, you might call it an electoral landslide, although certainly not a popular vote landslide. But if you take away all the illegal votes, I don't think Hillary Clinton even won the popular vote, by the way. Nevertheless, that's history. The current situation is that I think the polls are wrong. I think that there are a lot more people who are going to vote for conservatives than the polls are saying. Now, is it enough to allow Republicans to keep the House? I don't know the answer to that. I still say it's a 50-50 toss-up. But I think that conservatives are going to do much better than what the polls indicate. That's my take on this. The polls, I think, are tilted. The polls are distorted. The polls do not reflect reality. In fact, I think people are intimidated from putting signs in their yards for conservative candidates because of all the violence that they're seeing, the mob violence against conservatives and people ripping up yard signs and sometimes conservative supporters being yelled at in restaurants or attacked. There's been a lot of violence, 600 different acts of violence now against conservative Trump supporters and GOP supporters. That's been documented by Breitbart News. And so you're not even seeing the yard signs that you would normally see if we were living in a sane, peaceful, rational society. We are actually living in the first phase of the Civil War. And I've said that before, just going to reiterate it here. We are in a Civil War. The left has already started it with their violence, their lunatic mob tactics, and their rhetoric, which is very much pro-violence, pro-Civil War, anti-law, anti-peace, you know, anti-civilization rhetoric. Leftists are always talking about murdering, you know, not just the president, but senators. There was a man who was just arrested for issuing, I think, 10 death threats to GOP senators who voted for Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court. And this man has been arrested. There are many other people who have been arrested for sending white powder, you know, to various government offices and threatening certain people. You know, the lunacy of the liberal mob is just out in the open now, and it scares a lot of people. And so I think that there are people who aren't putting yard signs up because they feel scared. They're actually afraid for their physical safety. And there are people who are not answering the polls in a way that is consistent with how they plan to vote. So we could be looking at quite a surprise on Election Day, just like we did in 2016. It's not It's not guaranteed that the conservatives will win or keep the House. Again, I put that at a 50-50 shot right now. But the Democrats are absolutely convinced they're going to win, and I think that they're wrong and that I think they're delusional. Again, in thinking that there's going to be this overwhelming blue wave, I don't think that's going to materialize. They may still win the House, but it's going to be by a very narrow margin, if indeed that's what happens. If they win the House, I say it would be by no more than 5 seats. And that's a very narrow margin, because right now they're talking about winning by, you know, 30 seats or something, having a 30-seat majority. I doubt it's going to be that way. Nevertheless, no matter what happens there, you should be ready for the aftermath of the midterm elections. And this is a theme I'm going to be visiting here quite a bit, because I want you to be well-prepared for the political chaos and the on-the-street chaos that's coming, because these violent lunatic leftists, if they win the House, they may only be emboldened by that to try to wage their political coup against the president, because now they might think, well, that we have the country supporting us now, so let's try that communist takeover. They may try it. And if they don't take the House, then they're going to be violent for a different reason, which is their belief that they've lost all political power and now they have to resort to terrorism and bombings and so on in order to take over the country through that method. So I think the left goes into violence no matter what happens in this election. And that means you need to be prepared. You need to defend yourself against these acts of violence on the left. And if you listen to my previous podcast, you've heard me talk about recommending certain firearms for individuals who want to exert their right to self-defense. I've always said, keep it legal. Make sure that you are within the law with whatever you have. Make sure you've got training and concealed carry training, if possible. I also strongly recommend that you set up, or you go visit a local gun range. I mean, you need to train on reloads, you need to train on clearing jams, you need to train on a lot of things, not just how to shoot, but also how to move and so on. I'm not going to make this podcast about firearms, but just get the skills that you're going to need in case the violence comes to your doorstep, which is really what the left wants now. They are violent. They attack people based on their skin color. They hate white people, and they say that you're evil for being born white. So if you're listening to this and you're someone who appears to be a white person, even though I've said the designation is silly, we're all genetically almost identical, you know, we're all brothers and sisters of humanity. But the left will judge you for being white, and they can kill you for being white. So if you are white, you are a target. And even if you're a white woman, it's not just white men, but it's being a white woman, you are a target. And so you need to know how to defend yourself. And the great thing about being a woman with a firearm is the firearm is this great equalizer. You want to talk about equal rights. A woman with a gun has equal rights. A woman with a gun can defend herself against a 250-pound, you know, mixed martial arts expert, because the best fighters in the world can't dodge bullets. That's why. So, you know, women's equality is established with the Second Amendment. And that's why we're seeing so many women, including Democrat women, now owning and carrying firearms. In fact, women's ownership and use of firearms is now rising faster than men by far. And more men are carrying firearms as well. So keep all this in mind, because a lot of chaos is coming. I'll keep you posted as best I can. Just keep reading naturalnews.com. And check out the videos at real.video as we move into the actual election day and then the aftermath of that election, because a lot is at stake and things are going to get a little crazy no matter what the outcome of the election. But right now, I say it's a 50-50 shot on the House. I say the polls are wrong, but anything can happen. So be careful and stay informed.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
Thank you.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.